Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, AMA, you ask, we answer. Questions have come in on social media. James rounds them up. And AMA, as always, brought to us here by our friends at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. All right, let's get to it again. Ray Dittinger in about 45 minutes. And James, what are people asking about?
All right, let's get to the question from last week, which John was dying to answer that we never got out there. From Jim Fizz on Twitter. Just wants to know, guys, as a wordsmith, especially for John Ritchie, what's your favorite word?
Yeah, there's a lot. I've thought about this a lot. My dad used to use ubiquitous a lot.
I love ubiquitous.
And obsequious a lot.
I'm a big lexicon guy.
Lexicon's really cool. I mean, that person said vex was their favorite. I love the word vex also. So many great words. I love Brobdingnagian, which means like gigantic. I love, like, early on I learned tintinabulation, which is a long word, the ringing of bells, and then that became anti-disestablishmentarianism, which is another super long word. And then I learned flossy nossy nihilopilification, which became my favorite.
Joe, you got a favorite word? Hammer.
I mean, it cuts to the heart of the matter real quick.
Wow.
Cut through a lot of nonsense. Now, maybe circumnavigate, like I told you before.
Oh, that's a good word.
I was a fan of that from studying Latin.
Circum navigo.
Correctamundo. Right? Exactly right. So I always like circumnavigate.
I thought,
wow!
Was your favorite word. All right, good question from Chris Scott.
You like my answer?
Yes, very clever. Chris Scott at CL Scott Family on Twitter asks, guys, if you were to start a rock band with a front man from the 70s, who would you choose to be your singer? He gives you three options. I think the answer is pretty clear.
Yes.
Freddie Mercury, Jim Morrison, or Steven Tyler.
Yeah,
let's throw Mick Jagger in there just for fun.
It's Freddie Mercury.
It's got to be Freddie Mercury,
just
right?
Just the talent alone means you can't go any other way.
I would actually, he didn't say it, I would go with Robert Plant.
Wow.
Why not?
That's a good one, too.
I like Plant, too, but I think it's Mercury, personally. All right, fun question from our buddy Tom in Abington. If you could interview anyone in history after shooting them up with sodium pentothal, a.k.a. truth serum, who would it be and what would you ask them? So you can get the answer to any question from anybody and you know they're going to tell the truth.
Do they have to be alive or
no,
dead?
No, in history. Alive or dead, doesn't matter.
Whew. God? What's going on? What's happening here?
What's the meaning of all this?
I guess God.
God's, yeah, that's a good one. I mean, ask God, what do you want me to do?
Let's do an AMA with God.
What do you want from me? How do you want me to live, God?
I wasn't thinking like that. I was more thinking like, tell me what's going on here.
What's the meaning of life is the question.
I mean, I'm not looking to be, you know, subservient. Tell me how I can. Well, I should be, but I wasn't. You know,
was a good answer right there.
I should be, though.
I thought first God and Jesus, and then, you know, actually,
you
when I looked at this, for whatever reason, thinking about the whole idea, I'm thinking Penn State, that whole.
Ooh, get like the inside scoop.
That was my gut also.
Sounds like a depressing conversation, but I'm with you.
Yes.
All right, let's jump to a little bit more fun one. This is from the text line. If you were a baseball player, what would your walk-up song be?
Sure wouldn't be what Pat Burrell's was. That kick them when they're up or kick them when they're down. What was that thing?
I can't remember. You know? I know what you're talking about.
I still think that's Pat Burrell making a statement about his thoughts on Philadelphia sports fans. I don't care what anybody says.
It's possible.
I think he was making a statement that you guys kick me. Kick me up when I'm up
that's
and kick
funny.
Me when I'm down. But who knows?
I like that song. I tried to get us to use it for the show, Big Bang Baby. By Stone Temple Pilots from their 1996.
That lasts like 30 seconds, you love.
I love that song. And Big Bang Baby's a great idea for a walk-up song for baseball. It was about to be a big bang,
okay,
baby.
That's pretty good.
It's true. It's a good point.
And it's a cool song.
It's good work for
maybe Santeria by Sublime.
Ooh.
Like that song. Big fan of that song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right. Fun one from Kyle on the text line. If someone were to make a movie about your lives, what would you want the name of the movie to be?
Hard Sitting Next to Richie.
Profound.
I thought you were going to go Welcome to Wisdom. There.
Don't misinterpret that, by the way.
Oh, buddy.
That is awful, Joe. What you just did
I just want to clarify.
Not great.
In case anybody was about to,
About to what?
Stop.
Go ahead,
Richie,
Joe.
What would you title your movie?
I used to have this like fun little segment that I would do back when I was playing on the West Coast, and we called it Mental Blocks, which I thought was a really cool name, you know, because it was sort of mental or it was thoughtful. You could look at mental a couple different ways there. And blocks, I mean, a mental block is something that you're being self-effacing if you're saying you have one. But also I was doing a lot of blocking. And I was, you know, mental blocks, meaning I'm putting my head on stuff to block it.
It's literal and figurative.
There's a lot of deeper meaning there. And I have had a lot of mental block moments in my life. So I think mental blocks would be a good name for a movie about me.
And you're going with yours?
Yeah, I'm changing it. Difficult sitting next to Rich.
All right, one more. There's a fun one from the text line. This is from Alex. He wants to know, Joe, how many Sixers are better free throw shooters than you are?
Not many. I don't know the answer,
it's
but
probably true.
Not
that's
many.
A good question, actually.
Yeah, not many. I mean,
what do you think you'd shoot if we re-racked it?
Free throw. Look, I told you. I mean, I'm an 80% free throw shooter. I mean, last time I did 76%. I'm always gonna come in between 72 to 88%. Usually between 76 to 84.
I think we should do this again. I think we need another free throw competition. Was a blast.
I have no problem. I would.
I think you gotta up it though. It's gotta be like 84. I know you didn't hit it, but
84. I mean, you know, you're going to the high end of my scale here. I mean, that's a little rough. I mean,
I can tell you how many Sixers are better from the line than you are.
Then so are you going 80% or 76%?
I'm going over 76.
Okay.
Because that's what we've seen.
Yeah, that's what you saw.
Raddick.
Jimmy.
Yep.
Joel. Tobias.
JJ.
Furkan.
Okay.
Boban 76.3. So do we give it to Boban?
Yeah, it's technically better than 76.
Amir Johnson 76.7.
That is a shock.
It is a shock.
I will pass some of these guys if we do this again, and I'm for that.
We have to do this again.
I'll go past Boban 76.3. I'll go past whoever you said 77.
TJ McConnell 76.9.
I'll be better than TJ.
Shake Milton 80.
I'll be listen.
All right.
JJ 90.
James, you think I gotta up it? Well, that's a little hard. You think I gotta up it? I mean, James, I didn't even do 80%
last time. Yeah, you didn't hit it. 82. How
about 81? I mean, you know, you're gonna give me 82.
Well, that's the same difference if it's 50 shots.
No, it's a difference between winning and losing.
What if we up the shots?
I'll do 100 shots. I'm gonna do 100 shots.
All right, we're doing this one way or the other.
I'll be happy to do that.
Okay.
100 shots
this
time.
We'll figure out the exact number.
80 or 81.
10 Sixers are better than you.
I'll pass a whole bunch.
Okay,
we
could do 81, and then you have to make 82 out of 100.
Or 80.5, you know, something like that.
No, I just said 81.
All right, that would be fun. We'll do it again.
What's the number?
Well,
we'll figure it out.
We got to negotiate that.
We got to negotiate this. But
I'm in for that.
All right.
Shut that music down.
Me too.
Yeah, that's fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.